this is Ed Asner, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, welcoming you back to TV Confidential, radio talk show about television. Very happy to welcome Ms. Susan Silver. Susan Silver, one of the original writers for the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and one of the very first female writers to break the glass ceiling in the world of TV comedy writing. In many respects, Susan's personal story arc is not unlike that of Mary Richards. She grew up in the Midwest, worked behind the scenes at a local TV station early in her career, and a little later in her career, worked as a casting director for Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In before making it on her own, so to speak, as a writer for television and later print and radio. Susan Silver's writing credits include episodes of Maude, The Bob Newhart Show, That Girl, kinda sorta, and The Mary Tyler Moore Show, as well as the top rated made-for-TV movies, The Girl Who Came Gift-Wrapped, and The Couple Takes a Wife. Susan's memoir, Hot Pants in Hollywood, is now available as an audiobook through audible.com. We'll tell you how you can listen to a free chapter of Susan's book in just a second. But first, Susan Silver, welcome to TV Confidential.
Well, thank you very much.
There are many things I learned not only about you, in Hot Pants in Hollywood. But there are many things I learned about the industry that I didn't know before. For example, we've done many programs. I've never had a chance to have Gary Marshall on this program. I did meet him once, but we've had many great conversations about his contribution to television and how important he is to so many baby boomers. One thing I didn't know about Gary Marshall until I read about it in your book, is that among his many talents, he managed talent for a while, including you.
Yeah, he was my dearest friend and my manager and the king of nepotism, you know. Penny was his sister, his other sister produced. He started a business for his father called Compass Management, where he managed young writers. And when I was doing casting at Laugh-In, I had gone out with a guy who said, oh, you have to meet my new girlfriend who's being managed by Gary Marshall. I know you want to write. Her name was and is Iris Rayner Dart, and we started out together Love American Style. Then I went on, and she went on to write Beaches. Mm-hmm. So Gary put us together, and we were clients of his.
And you joked, you know, nepotism, but this is something you talk about in Hot Pants in Hollywood, Susan. Nepotism may get you an interview, but at the end of the day, your talent and your ability to deliver, that's what's going to get you a job.
Well, one hopes. May I just say one thing, since I'm not an audiobook person myself, but I know you listened. The book is also out in print, so I just want to say that for those people who don't like to listen but prefer to read, those four of us that are left in the world that still read.
Yes, the print edition of Hot Pants in Hollywood is available through Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. You can follow Susan Silver at hotpantsinhollywood.com, as well as on Facebook and on Instagram. Gary Marshall, speaking of which, said that Susan Silver examines everything that is funny in her book, including her life, many episodes of her life, while Karen Valentine calls Susan Silver a witty, authentic storyteller who wraps everything perfectly up with humor. And that's one of the things I enjoy about your book, Susan, because even the moments that are, you know, kind of where you allow yourself to be most vulnerable on paper, one of the things that relates, that makes your book relatable to readers, whether they're male or female, is you've always had an ability to laugh at yourself and laugh at life.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that. The book is funny because I can't help being funny, but mm-hmm. grown men have been known to cry at the part about my dad and everything, and yeah. guys who had relationships with their fathers. But you know something, I honest to God didn't realize until I had finished the book that I was a lot more resilient than I thought. Mm-hmm. Aside from the showbiz stuff and the sex and the fun stuff, it's really about the three R's, I call them: resilience, reinvention, and relationships. And even when I was in the hospital, as you will remember, I found something funny there. You have to, or you can't get through life. I just don't know how you can.
Yeah, and look, this is another core topic that we revisit on TV Confidential, is every day is an opportunity to reinvent ourselves if we choose to be. And that's very important to our core demo, which are people in their fours and fives and sixes and sevens. And that when life throws you a curve, you either stay on the net and be knocked down, or you find the inner chutzpah, as you would put it, to pick yourself up and make the adjustment you have to make in order to stay in the game.
Right. Chutzpah is a French word for those who don't understand. The thing is, we live longer, and I believe I did at least, reinvent yourself every 20 years. You have to find a new thing, or you get bored, or you get something. And I kind of, went all over the place. As I started out in comedy, and then when I retired in 1989, we had a writer's strike, and I moved to New York, and I had that wonderful luxury of taking a year off and just meeting with 40 people to find different. And I realized that I wanted to be involved in Holocaust things. My dad had been very involved in writing about World War II and Nazis, etc. Anyway, I became the head of the Speaker's Bureau for the Anti-Defamation League, which is a Holocaust-related thing. And Gary said I was a hyphenate. In show business, you're like a director/writer, waiter/actor, and I was a sitcom writer/Nazi hunter. He found that to be the best hyphenate you could be. So
you don't.
You have to keep reinventing yourself, or you get bored.
Absolutely.
And that's another thing. I was an only child. I'm a writer. I know how to live by myself, which I've done for many, many years. Mm-hmm. I've been divorced. And I thought I'd be the greatest old lady, but this pandemic is kind of getting me down finally. After a year and a half, I have to leave the house. It's been very difficult.
Yeah, no, it's, as you can imagine, that's also a topic we talk, we ask our guests about and amongst ourselves on the program, because it's something we can all relate to. And if anything, and this goes back to the resilience part, and if you're not able to leave the house, as has been the case for so many of us over the past 18 months, we need to find ways to stay active or stay engaged, or if we're married, rethink, how we relate to each other now that we're seeing each other 24 hours a day as part of this new now.
Well, I'm very fortunate in one regard. I live in New York, but I have a garden, which is very rare. I have a beautiful terrace garden that runs the length of my apartment, so I do get outside. I do get air. But I literally, the first year, I think I was out like 10 times. I went to the bank and maybe the dentist or something. But I have found, thank God for Hulu. I have to say thank God for that. Thank God for crazy television stations which are about like unsolved murders. I don't know why, but I'm into that. And needlepoint. I have made 4 fabulous pillows for people, and I'm working on my 5th now, and that kind of calms me down and keeps me sound. But I've gone back to the gym, which I must say I really need. But I'm a super masker. I wear it even in my own house when anybody comes in, including the housekeeper, I wear. And I believe everybody should still wear their masks, and I'm hugely into vaccines, and I don't understand why anybody wouldn't be. And the saddest thing about it is I don't think we're over it. So we have to learn to cope. And you guys are lucky you have each other to talk to. I think some of my friends are probably getting sick of me calling and saying hi.
Well, you could call into our program anytime you want, Susan.
Okay, I will.
Okay. All right. Susan Silver's memoir, Hot Pants in Hollywood, available now as an audiobook through audible.com, print edition of Hot Pants in Hollywood, still available, Amazon.com. Susan Silver, one of the original writers for the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Her television credits also include The Bob Newhart Show, Maude, The Partridge Family, The Girl Who Came Gift-Wrapped, The Couple Takes a Wife. Susan's radio commentary, Susan Says, with Susan Silver, is heard on Robin Hood Radio, as well as Apple Podcasts, wherever you can find podcast. You can follow Susan Facebook, Instagram, and Hot Pants in Hollywood. You mentioned one of the things you've been into over the last 18 months is true. I think, if I heard you correctly, true crime shows.
Yeah, there are these shows like, you know, suicide, murder, or something. Cold case, you know, I married a serial killer. My father was a serial, you know, I mean, I don't know why. I guess because they all turn out to be caught in the end, and it makes me feel safer.
Well, that triggered a light bulb with me when you said that, Susan, because recently we had Lorraine Newman on. Lorraine Newman, like you, her book is available through audible.com. And she mentioned, and this is something I hadn't thought about, but she mentioned that a lot of comedians and a lot of comedy writers are drawn to true crime shows. Maybe
really?
Maybe for the same reason that they attract you.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. I should be reading more, which for some reason it's hard to concentrate. I've read, you know, a few things, but I tend to, like, you know, need to have that blurry TV thing going on so I'm not alone totally. And for some reason there are a huge amount of those shows. They're like on every channel. I mean, it's amazing. And so I do watch them. And I saw one the other day about the serial killer's daughter. You know, they didn't know anything after, I don't know, after they went to bed, I guess he went out and was doing these things. But it is strange. And I don't like scary movies. I don't like horror movies. But these true things, I think, as I said, it gives you a sense of, well, at least they were caught and I'm safe, because it's very dangerous in New York right now. It's kind of scary everywhere. You can be, you know, this is going to be so funny for the audience, how you can be shot and stabbed in the subway. Let's change the topic.
Okay. Susan Silver is on the line with us. Susan Silver, one of the original writers from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. We'll carry over our conversation with Susan into our second hour. Then we will welcome Emmy Award winner Beau Bridges. All that and more. We come back for hour number two of TV Confidential. Stay with us.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
We are the real Brady Bros. Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day. We are the real Brady Bros.
If you are a fan of character actor Nehemiah Persoff, our friend James Rosen has just published The Many Faces of Nehemiah, Nehemiah Persoff's memoir as an actor on Broadway and on television. The Many Faces of Nehemiah, available classictvseriesbooks.com, amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. In his memoir, Nehemiah Persoff looks back on his early childhood in Jerusalem, his emigration to America during the Depression, his work as a technician on the New York subway before he became an actor, as well as his remarkable transition to Broadway. The Many Faces of Nehemiah reveals with poignancy and humor Persoff's cultural and ethical clash with Broadway and with Hollywood and the price he paid in human terms for the success he enjoyed in his career. The Many Faces of Nehemiah by Nehemiah Persoff, available classictvseriesbooks.com, classictvseriesbooks.com, as well as amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV TV Confidential or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.